This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, March 16th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Progress on groundwater recharge. Ag overtakes transportation in exports. Trump, Department of Justice targets California EV mandate. And U.S. Ecuador, okay trade agreement. Report. California makes gains on groundwater recharge. A new report from the Department of Water Resources finds the state and local agencies are making measurable progress toward stabilizing groundwater supplies under SGMA, even as climate change and droughts continue to strain water resources. According to the report, groundwater sustainability agencies have assembled more than 1,500 projects management actions to improve basin conditions. From 2022 through 2024, these efforts produced an average of 2.5 million acre feet of managed groundwater recharge annually, totaling roughly 7.4 million acre feet over 3 years. Groundwater is a cornerstone of California's water system, supplying about 40% of statewide demand in average years and nearly 60% during drought. More than 32 million Californians rely on groundwater for at least part of their water supply, including roughly 8.5 million people who depend on it entirely for drinking water, that according to the report. Governor Gavin Newsom touting the news, saying California's long been a leader on water policy and we're taking an all-in approach to securing our water future, including recharging and expanding groundwater storage. The state has invested more than $500 million in SGMA planning and implementation grants and launched programs like LandFlex, which paid farmers to reduce pumping during the 2022 drought. A new analysis from Beacon Economics finds that California's produce exports now exceed shipment from the transportation sector, highlighting the state's continued reliance on agriculture commodities in international markets. But the report warns that escalating geopolitical tensions are creating new risks. The conflict involving Iran has pushed diesel prices sharply higher. The average U.S. on-highway diesel price jumping 25% over the past week. That according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Because diesel powers trucking, rail, and ocean shipping, the analysts described the surge as a war tax that will ripple through supply chains. Higher transportation costs could raise export prices, potentially weakening the competitiveness of California agriculture products in global markets. The consulting firm also notes that Taiwan overtook Canada to become California's second biggest export market. The Trump administration has filed a federal lawsuit challenging California's plan to phase out new gasoline-powered vehicles by 2035. It's escalating a long-running dispute over the state's authority to set its own vehicle emission standards. The suit filed last week by the U.S. Department of Justice and the Department of Transportation argues that California's Advanced Clean Cars 2 regulations amount to an illegal state-level fuel economy mandate that is preempted by federal law. The rule requires automakers to steadily increase the share of zero-emission vehicles sold in the state, reaching 100% of new car sales by 2035. Federal officials contend the policy violates the Energy Policy and Conservation Act, which gives the federal government exclusive authority to set national fuel economy standards. California leaders sharply criticized the lawsuit and defended the state's longstanding authority under the Clean Air Act to adopt stricter emission standards to address air pollution and climate change. The U.S. has signed a trade pact with Ecuador that will see tariffs reduced by more than 90% of U.S. ag exports to the country. As a part of the deal, Ecuador scrapped tariffs on soybeans, fruit, and alcoholic drinks, certain meat products, and tree nuts, a fact sheet says. The country will also create an automatic renewal process for ag product import licenses, recognize U.S. certification of the meat and the dairy sectors, and protect generic meat and cheese names. The deal text says Ecuador will also establish tariff-free quotas for corn, sorghum, soybean oil, ethanol, poultry, pork, and dairy to allow a limited quantity of products to enter tariff-free. The U.S. exported about $555 million of ag products to Ecuador in 2024, more than $200 million of soybean meal and $84 million of wheat, that according to the Commerce Department. A group of Democratic attorneys general are pushing the Court of International Trade to block President Trump's 10% global tariff or pause the duties while a longer case plays out. The group filed a motion for a summary judgment on Friday, or, if that fails, a preliminary injunction. In short, the president's attempt to exercise enormous tariff authority and the implementation of its proclamation exceeded Section 122's limits, violate the separation of powers, according to the filing. Importers in the 24 states that have signed on to the case stand to pay $748 million a year under the new duties, a press release from Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays notes. Farmers and businesses across Arizona now dealing with skyrocketing gas prices due to Trump's war in Iran shouldn't have to spend another day paying these illegal taxes, Mays argues in a statement. The Trump administration is lifting some restrictions on purchases of Venezuela fertilizer and U.S. support and investment in the sector. The conflict in Iran has spurred sharp price rises in nitrogen fertilizer markets and triggered availability fears. However, it's not clear how much price relief Venezuela could provide. Despite a urea capacity of about 2 million tons, the country's exports have fallen sharply in recent years, hitting 400,000 metric tons in 2025, according to Argus. It's a company that provides commodity market intelligence. In addition to easing restrictions on Venezuela, the administration said it is considering waiving shipping requirements to help move product within the U.S. But analysts told AgriPulse Friday that the administration does not have good policy options to swiftly bring prices in check. Unfortunately, these events are global in nature, outside of our ability to change them immediately, according to Stone X Josh Linville in an email. Independent Commodity Intelligence Services Mark Milam said that until the conflict ends and ships can load and move product through the Strait of Hormuz, prices will continue to rise. Prices are, quote, going to continue to go up as long as there is conflict going on, Milam said in an interview. As first applications wrap up in the next couple of weeks, Milam says he expects an additional rush of demand as buyers restock. Here's today's final word. These are just ludicrous numbers for March. That's Daniel Swain, UC Agriculture and Natural Resources climate scientist. He's describing how, quote, this genuinely extreme and prolonged heat wave has pushed California's spring warming to ludicrous speed, triggering fond memories of the early winter's unrelenting Thule fog. Hope is rapidly fading for a miracle March or an awesome April to restore dwindling snowpack. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, March 16th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.